answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
This just into the newsroom, provided to me from the British Embassy here in Washington as we were coming to air. But the allies are now saying that they are ready to contribute to appropriate efforts to ensure safe passage through the Strait. We welcome the commitment of nations who are engaging in preparatory planning. As we all know very well, Bill, because we've been watching this unfold for the last few days, the president has been trying to rally support from the European countries, as has Secretary Rubio. I'm sure Secretary Hegseth has been doing the same behind the scenes. This is maybe too early to say, but sounds like potentially a capitulation. They're insisting that they want to contribute. And this came, by the way, Bill, from the UK, France, Germany, Italy, the Netherlands, and Japan.
All of those countries had been saying, no, we don't want to take part in what you're doing with Iran. We don't want to do anything to protect the Strait of Hormuz and make sure shipping can go unthreatened. And now suddenly, I think they looked in the mirror and they read, this is going to look really bad on my face if it blows up in my face, so maybe we need to change. So now they're stepping forward and they're acknowledging what the U.S. is doing is just fine by them, and in fact, they're willing to get involved. Now, how deep they're going to get involved, we're not saying. But if they're going to simply, by their admission, accept the fact that we need to be there to help the U.S. and make sure that shipping can continue through the Strait of Hormuz. Part of it is an economic issue for them. Keep that in mind. Keep that in mind as to how much cargo, much less oil, goes through the Strait of Hormuz. And if every ship that goes through is going to be targeted by Iran, then it's going to affect their country. Somebody woke up. Somebody said, my God, we got to do something. If we sit here to act like we don't know what's going on and anything goes upside down for us, how are we going to look then? That's the worst fear of a politician. The worst fear. I got caught doing either nothing or something I shouldn't have been doing. So now we've got these European nations stepping forward and acknowledging what the U.S. is doing is good for all of us. All of us. And the world in general. Of course, we still have naysayers in our own Congress that are against it. I don't know how to deal with them. It's just the kind of thing that you got termites in a house. You want to go in. You could destroy the house entirely, but you really would rather not do that, but still get them out, or at least get them turned around to become more friendly, if you can make a friend with a termite. Good luck with that. Hey, welcome to hour number one, Larry Connors USA. We're here every Monday through Friday for you from 6 to 8 p.m., and when we're on the air, we are streaming video. You can watch the program. Well, how do you do that? I'm glad you asked. Very simple. Go to Newstalk STL Rumble, Facebook or Twitter, Larry Connors USA Rumble or Facebook. And everything we do, the video and the audio, later go up as a podcast. Available at Newstalk STL, LarryConnorsUSA.com, and Larry Connors USA Facebook. And in fact, at LarryConnorsUSA.com, you can push a button, subscribe, and we'll automatically dump the program into your mailbox so you can listen when you have time. And if you don't get around to it, you don't. But at the same time, you don't have to go chasing it down. And then when you listen or watch at a later point, please push the button to share. You are our multiplying force. Get it out to others of like mind. Or even your enemies, as I say. Because you might find out your enemies are recognizing gradually, like the European nations, maybe we're on the wrong side here, you think? Got a lot coming up for the next 2 hours, because as we tell you with Larry Connors USA, is not just going to be news, analysis, opinion, but also education. You're going to know more by the time we finish this hour than you do right this moment. I will promise you that. In our next hour, we're going to actually have some free legal advice from one of our new sponsors. Glad to have them on board, Under Law. Jim Under Jr. will be joining us, and he's going to deal a lot with storm damage. We're right in that season. And getting your property properly compensated when it's damaged. You know how the adjusters come out, and they basically want to undercut, and you're not going to get the same facility you had before or anywhere near it. Jim Under is going to give you some details on what you need to be aware of and how to do it. So free legal advice coming up in our second hour from Under Law, Jim Under Jr. And later in this hour, Gordon G. Chain, our China expert, on what China is doing as they watch all this is happening in Iran. And China is making another bold move for Taiwan, an interesting concept they're developing. And keep in mind, China plays the long-range game. Gordon will fill us in on that. And our story behind the story today, it'll be somewhat personal. And I don't want to pull off myself or my family, because when I was growing up, there were a lot of families, and yes, generally minority families, that were a lot worse off than we were. But we were, in fact, poor. I didn't realize it. I was too stupid. The story behind the story, when we were poor. And we've got several things to look at that will probably resonate with you when you were growing up. Maybe you were poor and you didn't realize it. But I want to stress, this is not to diminish those who were truly in desperate financial straits, a lot worse than we were. But we were not middle class at that point. The story behind the story before we wrap up this hour. Once again, back to dealing with Iran at this point. And the fact that European nations, and also including Japan and others, are beginning to say, you know, maybe we do need to step up and help the U.S. deal with getting ships through the Strait of Hormuz. Four-star retired General Jack King.
The reality is the Europeans have started to get the message. Why? Donald Trump, number one. Putin, number two. And they are beginning to rebuild these defenses. It will take some time to do it. Is it frustrating that the attitude when Trump asks for help and they stiff him here? You betcha it is. It's very frustrating to see something like that happen when we need help. It's not that we can't escort these ships down the Straits of Hormuz. Of course, we know how to do that. But the fact is, we also have ships conducting offensive operations against Iran. We have other ships conducting defensive operations to protect our bases and to protect Israel and the Arab states in the region. So we need some other people to help us do it. And that's all we were asking for. It's not going to start immediately. We've got to figure out how to do that, when to do it. It would take a week or two to get the ships in from Europe to join us.
So they're still going to have time to get ready. But at least it signals a change in their attitude. And Iran is taking note of that as well. Keep in mind the number of European nations that are still within reach of Iran by what they've already got and by their terrorist activities. You can expect to see some of that action ramp up because they're going to do everything they can to dissuade these nations from stepping forward. White House spokeswoman Leavitt on exactly why we need them and why President Trump has made it clear, we're helping you. Where are you?
The president has spoken with many countries throughout the last several days, and the United States military continues to totally decimate the rogue Iranian terrorist regime. We've now hit more than 7,000 targets. We've sunk more than 100 of their naval vessels. We are completely annihilating their navy, and their ballistic missile and drone strikes against the United States are down 95%. So President Trump is the first president in nearly five decades to finally have the courage to do what so many Americans American presidents and leaders around this world have longed for, and that's to take out the threat of Iran. So yes, the president is speaking with our allies in Europe and also many of our partners in the Gulf and Arab world to encourage them to step up to do more to open the Strait of Hormuz. And our NATO allies especially need to step up. Look, President Trump has been very, very frank with our friends in NATO for a very long time. He got them to increase their defense spending up to 5%, and now he's calling on them to do the right thing because, again, the United States of America is leading the way, not just to support and protect our American assets and bases in the Middle East, but also to defend Europe and the Middle East and the rest of the world from the rogue Iranian regime from obtaining a nuclear bomb.
And that's the key. And I do not want to hear this cry. Well, there is no imminent threat. Define for me, imminent threat. An imminent threat. You want to bring it down to the real base level. The base level. A guy that is a felon is found to be carrying a pistol. Breaking the law again, breaking his felony conviction, probation probably. Would you say he's an imminent threat? Well, he has a pistol, so at some point he might decide to use it. When he does, is no longer an imminent threat. It is real and in your face. Iran wants to use and enrich uranium and continue to do it so they can be a threat to all of Europe and the world. Do you want to give them another 30 days, 60 days, 3 months, 6 months to become bigger and more powerful? If so, you're not only a fool, you'll end up being a dead fool. And every member of Congress, I want some reporter on Capitol Hill to ask some of these asinine backwards representatives, what is an imminent threat? What do you consider imminent? Give me a timetable. Tell me what you would think is imminent. Is it a year? 5 years? 5 years you don't think is imminent. Okay. 4 years? What's the number? Give me a number. And whatever the number they give you, subtract it one by one day and say, now is it more imminent than whatever you put in front of me? What if they say, 6 months from today, I would consider it an imminent threat, but it's not right now. All right. All of those months plus just shy of 6 months, it is imminent now? Would you consider that? Or do you want to wait until it hits you in the face? I love it, though, with the European nations and others gathering around us suddenly. I love it when a plan comes together, especially as laid out by President Trump and Secretary of War Hegseth. But Hegseth is also saying war costs money. We have already, at this point, spent on the Iranian battle $12 billion. $12 billion. While our ungrateful allies in Europe and elsewhere have just been out playing Tinker Toys or something. Hegseth is now saying, look, Congress needs to approve $200 billion, not just to wage this war against Iran, but to win.
As far as $200 billion, I think that number could move, obviously. It takes money to kill bad guys. So we're going back to Congress and our folks there to ensure that we're properly funded.
Increasingly, Iran is treating U.S. diplomatic outposts in the region, embassies, consulates, as legitimate military targets, most recently in Baghdad, something senior officials in Washington say is fairly unprecedented.
The best defense is a good offense, and so we're not afraid to go after and kill anybody, and we have a lot of them attempting to target our diplomatic facilities. Iran, you know, we're not surprised that they would indiscriminately target.
Of course, they're going to target whatever they can. And the lucky legacy media like MSN Now comes along and says, we talked to Senator Richard Blumenthal, Connecticut. He's on the Senate Armed Services Committee. And he said, well, that number's been discussed informally by administration officials. And then he clearly hints See, it looks like they're going to be in there a lot longer than they planned on being there, so they want more money. They're going to create a quagmire. That's what they're trying to suggest. Hegseth is saying, we need money to kill the bad guys. Clean and simple. Which, by the way, I'm all in favor of, let's go ahead and do a lot of damage now, and then back off for about 30 days, still in touch and ready to hit them when we need to, and then come back again. Start the argument all over again. Well, you didn't go to Congress to get war authorization. We don't need to. But if we want $200 billion from Congress, we're going to need congressional approval. That we acknowledge. Issue again as expressed by Fox News and Hegseth.
They went after several refineries that supply much of the world's energy, natural gas, and oil after an Israeli strike on its main natural gas field. Meanwhile, the U.S. military remains focused on degrading and destroying Iran's war machine.
We are hunting them down methodically, ruthlessly, and overwhelmingly, like no other military in the world can do. And the results speak for themselves. To date, we've struck over 7,000 targets across Iran and its military infrastructure. That is not incremental.
They came into this fight with a lot of weapons. This is why we continue to be as aggressive and assertive as we can against their ballistic missile capability, both their medium-range ballistic range missile capabilities.
Joint Chiefs of Staff, raising Cain. Once again, General King.
Well, let's start with where we are in Iran, certainly. And for our audience to recall, what the United States is focusing on is taking away Iran's defensive and offensive weapons that they have to attack us. We've stripped them of their defensive weapons with Israel within 36 hours. We've been systematically taking all of their offensive capability, to include nuclear, away from them through these last 2 weeks plus. And we're doing that in conjunction with the Israelis. And the progress has been steady, accurate, and the execution has been nothing less than superb. We are on target here and pretty much in the planning cycle that we believe we would be executing. So that is first rate. And what you're seeing here is the introduction of the 5,000-pound bombs, because we're trying to get to missile storage sites that are deeply buried. And obviously the ones that were on the surface were easy to get at. So that is the reason for the introduction of those bombs.
And we will continue. Coming up, Gordon Chang on China and what it's doing, trying to woo Taiwan into its lure again. And also our story behind the story, more personal today. I was too stupid to realize we were poor. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Another day, must be another roofer in town. John Beal and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing, and the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem? He can take care of it. And we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. You should know that when I endorse Wellington Environmental, it's because I believe and know they will do you right. Wellington takes pride in providing homeowners and businesses whatever they need. You need some dustless blasting? They will take care of that. You need some mold remediation? They can do that. They take pride in training their team to perform multiple services and having the equipment ready to get jobs finished. That's important to you. You make just one call, and you call a company that's been around for more than 35 years with more than 45 technicians in the field. Most of you know finding good workers, then having them show up on time could be difficult. Not for Wellington Environmental. They're there at the designated time, ready to go. Check them out to see what they could do for you. Dustless blasting or anything else you need. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington. Finally, March, the season of fresh starts, more daylight, more energy. A perfect time to take a fresh look at your home. Your windows or doors are outdated and inefficient? Check with Renewal by Anderson. From your first design consultation through final installation, every detail is handled by one experienced, dedicated team. Clear communication, precise craftsmanship. Renewal by Anderson windows built with our exclusive Fibrex material, stronger than vinyl. And right now, during our March savings event, take $400 off every window, $800 off every door, and get a free upgrade to Smart Sun Glass. No money down, no payments, no interest for 12 months. But this ends March 31st. Call 877-WINDOWS, 877-WINDOWS, or visit rbastl.com. rbastl.com. Superior products, exceptional service. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as support dogs for our brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com.
This is News Talk STL.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, bass.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Welcome back. My guest, Gordon G. Chain, our expert on China. I would suggest you follow him on Twitter at Gordon G. Chain. Also the author of numerous books. The latest, Plan Red, China's Project to Destroy America. As always, Gordon, glad to have you on board, sir.
Thank you so much, Larry.
Well, there's so many things breaking. It's going to, again, once again, forgive me, but it's going to be a forced march. Got a lot of topics to cover. One of the latest coming out today that, as you well know, China's Taiwan Affairs Office making a public offer of energy stability for Taiwan. If it would agree to reunification, joining back with the Chinese communists.
Yeah, and that's not a great offer. The Chinese don't honor their promises. And I'm sure the people in Taiwan just sort of slough this off because they've heard stuff like this before and it does not affect them because they don't believe that they're Chinese by and large. The number of people on the island or percentage of people on the island who think they're Chinese only is usually about 3 or 4%. So this is not something that is attractive to the people in Taiwan.
Well, China is arguing that Taiwan is suffering the most from the crisis around the Strait of Hormuz, despite dark fleet tankers going into Beijing, that Taiwan is suffering more than China is.
Well, that's certainly true. And that's not because of, you know, this is because President Trump has allowed tankers to transit the Strait of Hormuz carrying oil to China. But he's allowed the Iranians at the same time to close off tankers going to Taiwan, Japan, South Korea, Philippines, elsewhere. So President Trump can stop that immediately. And indeed, he should, because this is just outrageous.
Well, speaking about outrageous, China is dismissing a request, Trump saying, you know, you step forward and help us with this. Maybe we'll get to have that meeting sooner than later, because the request for a meeting between the two of them is delayed as the Iranian war continues.
Yeah, and why should China comply? They're getting everything that they want and really suffering very little cost. You know, President Trump can change that equation. He's trying to accommodate the Chinese, but at some point, he's either got to decide that he's going to lose the war or he's going to make China pay. And between those two options, I think he should make China pay.
Well, the Wall Street Journal has out a piece today talking about how China is quietly helping an isolated Iran survive, from buying the oil as they can to selling them rocket parts. And China is giving Iran basically critical support. Is that correct?
That's certainly correct. And also, China has been supplying Iran with supersonic missiles. The same supersonic missiles that Iran launched at the Abraham Lincoln, our aircraft carrier. So China has been supplying everything but combat troops. And at some point, we're going to have to recognize that, because China is an enemy combatant. And we should not permit it to supply Iran while we're in a war. And remember, those drones that hit our base and killed Americans?
Yep.
That's because China supplied the microchips and probably the outside shells for those drones. So China has been giving Iran the tools to kill Americans. At some point, we're going to have to recognize that.
Well, what is your take on this? This is a piece from an opinion columnist writing for Al Jazeera, saying that China's silence on Iran is revealing its true priorities. That they're showing that when core interests are at stake, even their close partners, such as Iran, are expendable.
Well, China has not provided combat forces, but it's provided just about everything else. And, you know, when you step back and look at it, maybe that's because China does not have the military force able to oppose the United States. It certainly didn't have it in Venezuela. But China has been supplying those regimes with just about everything they need to oppose the U.S. And so, therefore, we need to take that into account.
In your view, how much is the Strait of Hormuz and the shutting down of oil through that area affecting China, if at all?
The only thing that it's done is that in the first days of the war, gasoline prices in China rose 11.0%. And more important to the Chinese economy, diesel prices rose 13.5%.
Wow. What was that last price you said went up 13%?
13.5%.
For what?
So that is significant. And we know that China has now been releasing about 1 million barrels a day from its strategic petroleum reserve. But in the scheme of things, that's not that much, because China's petroleum reserve is somewhere between 900 million to 1.2 billion barrels. So that's about 140 days of import cover at the top end of the range, which means that they have a certain buffer for all of this.
Well, the same Al Jazeera columnist makes note that since Russia is preoccupied with its own war, Iran's got to wait to see if it's really going to get an opportunity to get more help from China coming to its aid. And apparently, a couple of days in the war, the Chinese Ministry of Foreign Affairs said business will continue as normal, but has it?
More or less, we get the sense that China's business has been able to proceed as normal. Certainly, the disruptions in China have not been significant, but over a long term, we don't know what will happen. All of this is really up to President Trump, because he is able to make China pay, and he's able to close off the strait. And that, of course, would affect China significantly.
All right, so if it's hurting China, and it's definitely hurting Taiwan, and China is saying, look, we'll hold hands together and walk through this desert filled together, how likely is, or how stable, I should say, is Taiwan leadership to remain, no, we're not going to join up in any way with you?
Well, Taiwan can also weather this, which is good. But of course, most countries in East Asia will suffer if this goes on for, let's say, a month or so.
So we do have the meeting that was scheduled about now with President Trump and Xi. We know it's being delayed, and it may not happen at all until we actually bring an end to what's happening in Iran. What were we going to accomplish? What do you think they were going to be discussing? And what will be on the plate when they do finally get around to it?
Well, they were going to talk about everything. Now, trade, of course, was going to be at the top of it, but there are so many other issues that were on the agenda. And now the meeting has been postponed for 5 or 6 weeks, President Trump said, but it could be deferred a lot longer, especially if the war does not end.
So is China then rooting for a quick end, or they want it to drag on more?
I think China wants it to drag on because they're getting oil through the strait. So, you know, at this time, they see that their competitors like Taiwan are suffering more than they are.
Yeah. Always good to see your neighbor suffer, isn't it?
Well, if you're China, the answer is yes, because it doesn't have a generous view of the international system. But obviously, countries around the region have a much better view of the way the world works.
As you're aware, back in October, the chair of the National Committee of the Chinese People's Political Conference had all kinds of sweeteners for Taiwan to accept this reunification. And this is before we got into the war, including energy security, improved foreign relations, superior economic development, and a richer cultural life for the Taiwanese.
Well, when it comes to culture, the thing is, you have somewhere about 65, maybe even sometimes 83% of the people in Taiwan don't think they're Chinese, depending on the self-identification survey. So culture, people don't think they're Chinese. Now, the people in China think they're Chinese. Xi Jinping clearly thinks they're Chinese. Yeah. But when it comes to culture, that's the one thing that keeps the two countries apart. It's culture. They don't think they're the same.
All right. Gordon, I know you're on the road. I appreciate you taking time to do an interview with us as you're moving about. Gordon G. Chang, find him at Gordon G. Chang on Twitter. The latest book, Plan Red, China's Project to Destroy America. As always, thank you for your time, sir.
Well, thank you so much, Larry. I really appreciate it.
God bless. Boy, when you get an expert on board like that, when you can get him, I've tried to have him on a couple of days earlier, but he is absolutely loaded. You will often see him on the national news sources. And there's something else happening in Iran I want to bring up to you in the second hour. We know that Iran has been going after all of those in the streets, basically killing them where they stand, if they're protesting against the regime. Now the Islamic Republic of Iran is ignoring a U.S. State Department and executing a 19-year-old champion wrestler because he had protested against the Khomeini regime. He was killed in a public hanging. They wanted everyone to see it. This is what happens if you're going to try to go against the regime, the Ayatollah. And, of course, we see it in the streets also, but making a note to target this Olympian wrestler from Iran. You don't toe the line, we will cut off your neck or hang you one way or the other. Coming up, the story behind the story today, a little more personal, a little bit more lighter, but at the same time, when I was poor and I just didn't realize it.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I want to share something with you. Cooking a pizza using coal creates an amazing pizza. Only one place to get it, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. Of course, they offer a wide variety of pasta, but you just visit the website NapoliSTL.com, dine in or take out, and get ready for patio season. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Try it. You can thank me later. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. VincentsJewelers.com. VincentsJewelers.com. Finally, March, the season of fresh starts, more daylight, more energy. A perfect time to take a fresh look at your home. Your windows or doors are outdated and inefficient? Check with Renewal by Anderson. From your first design consultation through final installation, every detail is handled by one experienced, dedicated team. Clear communication, precise craftsmanship. Renewal by Anderson windows built with our exclusive Fibrex material, stronger than vinyl. And right now, during our March savings event, take $400 off every window, $800 off every door, and get a free upgrade to Smart Sun Glass. No money down, no payments, no interest for 12 months. But this ends March 31st. Call 877-WINDOWS, 877-WINDOWS, or visit rbastl.com. rbastl.com. Superior products, exceptional service. When insurance companies know you're represented by Under Law, they know Under is not going to let you be pushed around. Their reputation is built on years of courtroom battles. If you suffer an injury or damage to your property, serve the insurance company notice. You have Under Law on your side, a St. Louis firm you can trust to protect you at every term. Don't settle for less. You want to win? Believe me, Under wins. Under, O-N-D-E-R, underlaw.com.
This is News Talk STL.
Well, I started out with one lone dollar, gambled with a man, and I won me another. Bought me a gun and I robbed my brother. I'm bad, but I don't care, boys. Gonna be a millionaire.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Now, Larry Connors with the story behind the story.
I am the man of constant sorrow. I've seen trouble all my day.
There you have a little bit of a I am a man of constant sorrow. You might recall that it's actually originally done by Emory Arthur in 1928, but then the Stanley Brothers later recorded a version, and then of course it got rewritten again, and the Soggy Bottom Boys stop at a radio station in the movie Old Brother Where Art Thou, and they perform it on the radio, and they get a big hit out of it. And in that movie, you might recall, George Clooney was singing it. Well, he really wasn't, but he did a darn good job of it. He was lip-syncing. He was lip-syncing the song as a bluegrass musician, Dan Timonensky, and his group were actually doing it. I am a man of constant sorrow. From that 2000 movie, Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou? I grew up in West Texas. Deep, deep West Texas, dirt, grime, oil, so thick in the air sometimes you could taste it. Seriously, if you're around the refineries. Not just smell it, but taste it. Even an oily taste, everything you went to eat sometimes. My dad was in the oil field as a roughneck, and gradually making his way up the ladder. But at the time, we were poor. I mean, we were poor. I didn't know we were poor. And I will admit, and I want you to keep in mind, there were a lot of folks worse off than we were. So I'm not trying to say I had it so bad that no one else knew what I was going through. No, a lot of people had it even worse. But here was my life. And that might very well relate to you and your growing up. One of the highlights was a peanut butter sandwich. If we had enough money to buy peanut butter, oh, we loved peanut butter sandwiches. And we didn't have that. We might have a mayonnaise sandwich. Just mayonnaise spread across the bread. And I remember one time Mom was out of the house and I got into some ketchup and made a ketchup sandwich. So we had bread around. Even if it's mold a little bit, you ate around it or you took it off. Gave it to the dog. Dog didn't care. The dog was poorer than we were when you came down to it. But we had, for the most part, running water. Even in a trailer home. Of course, when we would move to another location, it had to be hooked up to the trailer park's septic tank and everything. And one of our finest meals in my mind was when we would have one on Sunday was always a tradition, chicken, fried chicken. I don't know where Mom and Dad came up with it. I don't know if they bargained for it, bartered for it, or had the money to buy it from time to time. But I can't recall a Sunday where we did not have fried chicken for lunch. Of course, Dad always got the choicest parts. My brother and I had to settle for the dark meat, and I didn't like it, but it was still chicken. And Mom fixed it with her seasoning, loved it. And we also would have to battle over the wishbone. And remember pulling the wishbone, getting a wish if you got the larger piece of it? And we'd eat the gizzard. You ever eaten a chicken gizzard? You have to develop a taste for it. Let me put it that way. Now, this is, again, not to make out that we were so poor that no one else was in our, you know, that everyone else was living high and mighty. They weren't. Many were living below us. And I will reassert to you, in West Texas, in particular, in that area, those at the lower end of any strata were the Mexicans. Many of them had come across from Mexico to work the fields. Then they would go back to Mexico. Sometimes they'd bring their family and they'd settle down and even enroll in the school. One of my best friends, his dad was the janitor at the school, so he had a job. What he got paid for doing that, I have no idea. They ate a lot of chilies and peppers, which I didn't mind, but I couldn't see making a diet out of it. But when you talk about being poor, I mean, I'm reminded of a George Foreman at one point said, when I was a kid in Houston, we were so poor we couldn't even afford the last two letters. So we just called ourselves Poe, George Foreman. And I understand that. Rodney Dangerfield had a little different way of putting it. He said, when I was a kid, we were so poor, if I hadn't been a boy, I wouldn't have anything to play with. I'll leave that to your imagination. And yeah, and what we did play with, marbles. Play a game called Poison. You dig three holes in the ground about 3 feet from each hole, and you would shoot in, get into the hole, and knock others out and advance. And then and you came back, and you were still alive. You were poisoned. And from then on, any marble you hit, you got to keep, take it away from the other guy. We played in the dirt a lot. We had a lot of dirt games. Tic-tac-toe. And then when the guy came along with a pen knife, we started playing, see how close you can get it to my bare feet when you throw it into the ground. That was not a good game. And I had more than one or two cuts I had to explain to my mama. Now, speaking of mama, she always had one meal that she would prepare that, even beyond chicken, I'd have to say, if I had just this meal the rest of my life, I might get tired of it. But then again, I don't know that I would. I mean, it became such a staple of our diet. And I'm willing to bet many of you had a very similar meal. So yes, there is more to the story behind the story.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Do you know why I endorse Cafe Napoli? All the locations? Visit any of them, and you will quickly appreciate the quality of food, service, atmosphere. So maybe I'll see you at Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli Kirkwood, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C. Or maybe you'll find me at Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Now you know why I endorse Napoli. NapoliSTL.com.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA. Now, the end of the story behind the story.
And forget the sound of the dueling banjos that appeared in the movie 1972, Deliverance, up in the mountain country, basically around Atlanta, deep, deep south into the woods, where folks were just entirely different breed, and in a lot of incestuous breeding when you came down to it. So there were a lot of poor folks in that region as well, not just in West Texas. I talked earlier about how Mama would fix one meal that I always enjoyed. It became a staple. And again, we didn't know we were poor. We didn't know there was something like steak or anything like that for many years. Bologna, loved bologna, and bean or sausage. Pop that can, pull those things out, wash that gel off. Not going to eat that stuff. But eat the Vienna sausage or Vienna sausage, how you want to call it. And when we did have steak, normally it was because an oil well company was giving out Christmas gifts to some of their favorite oil workers, and Dad might get a box of steak. Now, I will tell you, at that time, I had no understanding of steak and the different grades of it. What we probably had then was probably the worst you would get in any, quote, steakhouse now. And I mean a really bad steakhouse. Stringy and tough and full of gristle. And in fact, my brother and I, since again, Dad is getting in, he's cutting the pieces for us. We always got in seeing the pieces with the most gristle and the most fat. And I didn't like the fat either. Dad said, it gives the meat its flavor. Eat that, boy. Trying to choke it down. And my brother made the mistake one day. I said, can I have some ketchup? And Dad went ballistic. You don't put ketchup on steak, boy. Again, I'm telling you, the steak we were getting was probably some of the worst. You would not accept it in some restaurants today if you went in. But at that time, it was a delicacy and had been given as a gift. Otherwise, back to more bologna sandwiches, which I loved anyway. But the meal, other than the Sunday Christmas or the Sunday chicken dinner Mom would do, brown beans, sometimes called pinto beans, and cornbread. Mom would buy this bag of pinto beans, and I'd have to sit at the table with her and would shift through the beans, move them around, and look for bits of rock inside the beans. Because the way they were cultivated at the time, there was no effort to bring just clean beans and put them in. They grabbed up everything and put it in the bag. In fact, the more stones that could slip in there, the heavier the bag weighed, so you're charged more. And if you didn't find all those little stones and dig them out, You might find one when you bit down on it. But aside from the beans, I really loved my mama's cornbread. She used a cast iron skillet. Everything was done with a cast iron skillet then. Later when I married, I was telling my wife about, she made great cornbread. And I told her, I said, we're going to go down and see my mama. I know she's going to want to fix cornbread. And I'm going to praise her and say it's the best ever. But I'm telling you, yours is better. But I will never admit that to her. Sure enough, we went to see her. And she said, Larry, you want some cornbread? I sure do, mama. So she'd make it. And it was good. Not as good as I remembered, probably because I had now tasted better cornbread. I do remember even one time taking her cast iron skillet and I was going to clean it for her and I started putting soap. And I was going to wash it with soap. She went ballistic. You don't do that. You just take a damp cloth and wipe it out. We're seasoning that skillet. So everything that had ever been cooked in that skillet was still in it in one form or the other. Yeah, we were, quote, poor, or as George Foreman would say, po'. But yet we really weren't. For toys, we had sticks and rocks. That was a toy. Oh, there are a lot of stories about how you start trying to outpour somebody, you're going to find a lot of comments. Be thankful that you're not really that poor, and pray for those who are truly in need, and they are that poor. James Baldwin once wrote, anyone who's ever struggled with poverty knows how extremely expensive it is to be poor, and also how much it takes on the family. And, of course, some of the sayings could get so bizarre, you'd think, there's no way. I mean, come on, you're embellishing, yeah? If you said we were so poor we had to turn off the air to save on breathing, that was poor. And then when it came to the food, and I told you about our Sunday chicken dinner, well, others would say, well, we were so poor, our Sunday dinner was a picture of a chicken. And I count my blessings every day for how we made it through with God's grace and my dad working hard to take care of his family. I was able to make life a lot better for my children, and they're doing it for their children. So God bless all of you for those times. Story behind the story tomorrow, Urban Cowboy. Second hour still to come.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Bill Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Bill to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF, John Beal. There's only one place you can get pizza cooked over coals, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Of course, Napoli Brothers has a great selection of pasta dishes. Between the pizza and pasta, trust me, you will not leave hungry. Then, a few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge, a wide variety of quality cigars, each offering a unique smoke. That cigar, some premium whiskey, all you need to do is enjoy. Lit Cigar Lounge and Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta, Chesterfield Valley. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as support dogs for our brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Finally, March, the season of fresh starts, more daylight, more energy. A perfect time to take a fresh look at your home. Your windows or doors are outdated and efficient? Check with Renewal by Anderson. From your first design consultation through final installation, every detail is handled by one experienced, dedicated team. Clear communication, precise craftsmanship. Renewal by Anderson windows built with our exclusive Fibrex material, stronger than vinyl. And right now, during our March savings event, take $400 off every window, $800 off every door, and get a free upgrade to Smart Sun Glass. No money down, no payments, no interest for 12 months. But this ends March 31st. Call 877-WINDOWS, 877-WINDOWS, or visit rbastl.com. rbastl.com. Superior products, exceptional service. Let's be candid, honest. No out-of-state law firm can represent you better than Under Law. O-N-D-E-R. Hometown roots, attorneys living right here with you and your family. When you suffer an injury because someone else was negligent, Under Law will make sure the other party takes full responsibility. You'll get full compensation, not a backroom deal worked out with some insurance companies. And of course, we're moving into the stormy season. And again, when you have a legitimate claim, you should be properly compensated. Under Law does not toy around with adjusters, investigators, lawyers trained to cheat you of what is rightfully yours. Under Law has already recovered millions for families across Missouri and Illinois. Under wins. Not just a catchy phrase, it's a fact. So I'll repeat it. Under wins. Underlaw.com. O-N-D-E-R. Underlaw.com. Wins.
This is News Talk STL.